Roberto, how's it going? What's going
What
on with
happened? What's, did he have like a weird sex fetish or something? What's he doing? Did they find stuff? Is it true? Were there
I mean,
smoke, there's
they
fire?
don't Homeland Security doesn't raid just people's houses if they don't have some sort of
They got
data.
some story, right? They got. Like honestly, like right, like sight. He's a rapper, my God. Yeah. Could have weapons. So I don't. Hey, John Cole, if you just want to have like Roberto, I think it's just me and John Cole, and I don't have anything prepared or anything. I wasn't even going to do it, but I guess John, you want it? John, why don't you host it? Just remember to give the CMT
What's
home loans equal housing opportunity 18 NMLS 1820.
1820?
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Not 2289?
Not 228. Right at the beginning of it, John, just say, hey, welcome to the Hardcore Mortgage Show podcast. I'm John Kolb. Harvey Creech joining us today. And we are brought to you by Capital Mortgage, powered by CMG Home Loans. Do that. And then just whatever you want to talk about. But Roberto, don't go anywhere because if this goes on for more than 15 minutes, I don't know what I'm going to say.
No, 15 minutes. I agree. I'm in my
Roberto,
office.
can you check to see how many viewers we've gotten in like the last week's show? Okay, what do you think the number is, honestly? 50, 100? Any data? Send us some data after.
Did Harry ever respond to that email that you sent, Roberto? Okay. I mean that's I mean if it's like $50 a month or $50 a time.
$50 a time. So if Roberto puts together like a best of this show or whatever, he takes clips from the radio show, or if we took a clips of different podcasts and puts it out there, then we could boost that and send, $50. It gets to about another 1,000 to 4,000 people that way. And now maybe we get something from it, some traction. But to keep doing this podcast thing, which, I mean, the radio show thing even scares me. Oh, okay. To YouTube.
I agree.
All right, whenever you guys are ready.
1820. Isn't there a battle of 1820? Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Hardcore Mortgage Podcast, hosted every Wednesday, sponsored by Capital Mortgage Funding, powered by CMG Home Loans, NMLS 2289. I'm sorry, NMLS 1820. We just joked about that. NMLS 1820, Equal Housing Authority. Here, we've got Harvey Fried and myself. We've gotten rid of all of the women that are usually on the show and the old man. So Harv, it's just up to you and I. It's gonna be a good show, a lot of spunk. We just got done talking about how P. Diddy is in a lot of trouble. So I just got ourselves in a lot of trouble with the wrong NMLS. So hopefully Homeland doesn't roll up on me for screwing that up. So happy Wednesday, Harv. What's going on out there?
Well, I'll look outside. Yeah, the ladies, Lisa Lawson and Becky Alley, they're doing actually a huge seminar on Mishta. So they invited as many people as could come. They sold out the room, 60 agents. They're talking all about MSHDA, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, the down payment assistance program that they offer across our great state of Michigan. $10,000 goes to every buyer. It's strange to me just because all these programs have been out for so long. And I feel like I've been doing mortgages for 32 years that like things come up like it's brand new. And all these great things have been out there for a long time. And I guess now with social media and things like that and more sharing and more meetings and more seminars. And it seems like everybody, John, who is a real estate agent or a loan officer is putting on a home buying seminar. And I don't know what kind of feedback they're getting at these, but, and I also don't know what information they're sharing, but I'm hoping that they're extremely qualified and go over all the good stuff that we know that you need to share with people.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is that more and more people are taking advantage of these down payment assistance programs because you know, everything is more expensive. So there's less cash in the pocket. They need the assistance to get into the home. And we have a lot of good options. You know, let's, you know, circling back to MSHDA a little bit. MSHDA doesn't have to just be the down payment assistance program. We've got people doing MSHDA with 3% down, 5% down, just to take advantage of the better interest rate than what the going interest rate is for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So you don't have to be a down payment assistance candidate to be able to use MSHDA. You just still have to fit into that box that they have to in order to be a first-time home buyer to take advantage of their low, low interest rate. On top of that, Harv, we've got an exclusive FHA down payment assistance program, which does you do not have to be a first-time home buyer. You can, and there's no income restrictions, no income limits, and it can go up to 101.5 LTV. So there's a payback version and a non-payback version of this down payment assistance. And so it's a great, great options. And that program is specific to CMG. We went to the housing authority, negotiated that deal. And we have that, what's it called? The buyer's choice, FHA buyer's choice. And we can get you in for a little out of pocket and you don't have to be a first time home buyer. And you can make more than what the MSHDA limit is. It's a great, great program. And a lot of good people are starting to use that.
Yeah, a couple of things about down payment assistance programs. Sometimes some of these programs take a little bit longer. The MSHDA program is not so bad right now. So if a transaction would typically take us 3 to 4 weeks, then we'd send it to MSHDA. Well, they, for a while there last year, they had about a 2-week timetable in which it took them to underwrite the file and get it back to us so we could close. Right now, that's down to a few days. So it shouldn't be as scary for some sellers to accept those offers. And again, there's always different programs out there. You mentioned the Buyer's Choice FHA program. The Freddie Mac Home Possible program is also great for saving some people money. And if your income isn't over 80% of the adjusted median income, that program seems to work really good for a lot of folks. So really the sellers shouldn't be scared out there. Everyone's pushing these fast closings. Well, what happens is buyers have already paid that month's rent. They're losing money for no reason. Sellers sometimes don't need to close that fast. They've already given maybe 30 days of occupancy. They're trying to stretch this out till their new house is done. So sometimes as much as we want to get the deals and the transactions clear to close, all set up and closed, sometimes taking a little bit more time actually helps a buyer and a seller. Again, just another educational piece out there is to make sure you're working with people and having these type of conversations.
Yeah, I agree. It's you can tell by how many hangers Harvey has hanging behind his door that he literally lives and works out of his office. So he's always on the phone, always working, and he's always doing a great job, and we appreciate that.
I'll move over here to block the hangers, John.
Oh, no, it's good. It means you're at home right there in your office, buddy.
Okay.
So, you know, the other thing that we got going on out there is we're starting to see a little bit more new construction pop up. And we do offer a full-blown construction loan from start to finish. We can even help you buy the land with part of our construction loan. So it's really, we've got a lot of good products out there that are really starting to help the general public. And we just have to get the word out so that people know what it is. I mean, you and I both know that we've had to take classes on these construction loans, hours-long classes, day-long classes, tests at the end of them. You know, it's worth it because then we become an expert in our field.
Yeah, those are great programs also. And we're preparing ourselves for what might take place in 2024, which hopefully will take place in 2025, is the potential for lower interest rates. So families, again, Just because you hear a refinance and it sounds like, hey, I can refinance my house next year, it could be difficult. Again, if you're overpaying for a house in today's marketplace, there's some barrier that you have to break down. Is you might only put down 3 or 5% on the house. So if you go to refinance, there's guidelines that we have to follow. And sometimes you think you're doing the right thing, but you roll in the closing costs. You're setting up a new escrow account. All of a sudden, the loan to value is not there anymore and you can't refinance. So there are always a lot of moving parts in mortgages. And just when you think you know something about the industry or how it's going to really help people, they change things up. And speaking of which, the National Association of Realtors came out with the new change that they're implementing. Supposedly, if it doesn't get appealed, that'll be implementing in July. And the more and more you talk to a lot of the agents, they say, well, this has always been the case. It's always been negotiable. Sellers have always built in the commission into the purchase price of the house. That whole dynamic is starting to change a little bit. I've been speaking to more and more buyers, and they're just starting to, and the reason why is a lot of them don't have buyer agency agreements signed yet. So we're going to get, as we get into May and June, because these transactions are going to maybe close in June or July, now leading into the new program, things are going to have to be spelled out to the general public. Also, that if you're going to pay directly your buyer's agent, you have to put a number on that. You have to be worth something, and you have to be willing to pay this number to your selling agent. These are tougher conversations, but they need to be addressed upfront so that when you're out there shopping for a house, you don't get blindsided by something and you guys have an agreement. And John, the scariest thing is we battle so often and talk about families coming up with the funds to close. Well, if this isn't done properly in the upfront, this could be a real issue when you go to buy a house, because you might need more money to pay your agent. So there's some real interesting things coming down the pipeline. It doesn't have to be catastrophic, but you have to learn how to navigate what's going to take place in the next few months.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of, I met with a lot of realtors last Thursday, and there's a lot of unknowns for that. What came about. And everybody's meeting with attorneys on the best way to handle it. Is that if the seller contributes for the buyer's portion of the real estate fee, is that considered a interested party contribution, like a seller concession? Does that cut into it? They don't know. So they're still trying to wiggle this all out. And once again, our government jumping in and, just throwing things out there to make changes without knowing what the total outcome is going to be is, what goes on every day, all day, unfortunately. And we just have to be patient and status quo. Keep doing what we're doing.
Until they shake it all out.
It's got to iron it all out. And the other thing that we've got going is, rates should not matter. Okay. Yes, we're always going to get you the best interest rate, but rates should not matter. We have a program called the Rate Rebound, where if you do your original mortgage with us for the next 5 years, you can come back and refinance at any point with a free option. We're going to give you all options out there, but you have a free option, free refinancing. So don't miss out on this, the equity that you can get now by waiting for an interest rate. Get the house now. Yes, you're going to have the interest rate that's the going interest rate now. When they drop in 2024, 2025, like Harvey said, we can bring it back, refinance it for free. You don't miss out on these opportunities. We see it time and time again, the amount of equity that people build in their homes over a number of years. If you're waiting for interest rates to come down for a couple years, you're going to miss out on 30, 40, 50, hundreds of thousands of dollars in equity that you could have built in the home. And it's just not worth it. If you look at what the difference in the payment is versus what you're gaining in equity, always go with the bigger bet. Always invest in real estate and let the house appreciate for you.
Yeah, it's going on right now too, John, is the highest and best. The lack of inventory has already creeped in the spring of 2024. Don't even have to wait for the summertime for the lack of inventory to show its ugly face. There's a lack of inventory, folks. We have dozens and dozens, all the loan officers out here, we all have, and I got all these folders behind me. They're all pre-approvals. They're ready to go. People are making aggressive offers on homes, John, and a lot of times not getting the house, not getting the offer accepted. So again, coming up with new strategies on how to get your offer accepted. Typically, the days of occupancy can come into play. A lot of families now might have their house on the marketplace, and your offer could look a little bit better because they don't want to vacate the house until the kids are out of school in June. So this is another interesting time of the year as we're just about to roll into April. Truly, you think April, March, the beginning of spring, but April is really when families start thinking about that move this summer. And if you close on a house in April, your first payment's not due till June 1st. So, right, John, if you got a lease that's coming up in May or June, that timing's starting to play a factor. And when you make that offer, you got to make sure you either have the money or that you understand that you still might have to pay your landlord off on that rent. You don't want to break a lease, not pay your rent, and jam yourself up. Yeah, no, we could close on the house and we might not know about it now until we run that credit report, John, next year for the refinance. And all of a sudden there's some collection account and they knocked their credit score down and now they can't take advantage of those great low interest rates. So lots to know when you're buying a house in today's marketplace. And John, let me throw one other thing out there. So we had an offer and we did not get it accepted. And then a week later, the agent had called the selling agent who I work with and said, hey, you guys were the backup offer. The other people had too many repairs that were required and we're going to not go with their offer. We want to go with your offer. Well, sure enough, that raises a red flag. And sure enough, the septic field is failed. So we're back. They're going to sell us the house. We move forward with everything. We did the extra inspection. We didn't nickel and dime them and point out the GFI plugs that weren't in. We didn't even point out the small little things regarding the roof. How old is the roof? There was some evidence of water. We kept that stuff that we can control and see to ourselves, but that septic field, it's gone. So let me just share this with anyone who might be listening. The cost to hook up at the sewers is at the street. So we're lucky. The city sewers are already there. And many of the people on the block have already hooked up. To hook up in most cities, it's between $4,000 and $5,000 just to tap into that sewer line. Then to bring the sewer from the street into the house is usually about another $5,000 or $6,000. So this small thing that we're talking about here, just on a buyer of mine, a $260,000 house, it's a $10,000 issue. And we're putting it all together. We're doing a new addendum and we're shining light on it. The sellers will get what they need. The buyers will get a little bit of seller's concessions and they're going to go ahead instead of they can't even put together a new septic field in. There's not enough room. So what they're going to do is hook that sewer into the house. And that really makes your house more valuable in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many different things. And like you said, Harvey, staying as a backup offer is very, very important because you never know. That person that came in with that highest and best offer may have just been doing that to get the offer accepted and then try to wheel and deal and get you nickel and dime you after the inspection. Some of those things might not be as important to you and you might get that call back for that backup offer. I love that. I love staying in the game. You know, you may not be on the court playing right away, but just stay in the game, keep watching, and it'll come back around. All right, we're running out of time. We only got a couple more minutes. Anything last word you want to say, or I'll let you close it out. My last words are just, you know, get with us. You know, we had a call today with a client that she wanted to refinance. I'm sorry, she wanted to buy a new home because her payment was, she wanted to just whittle down her payments on a monthly basis. And I analyzed the purchase of the new home. She's got a 2.99 interest rate right now. She'd be going into a 6.5% interest rate versus what the taxes were going to do. And even though we could have done that transaction for her and pushed her into the new home, it didn't make any sense. It doesn't, you know, her taxes on the new home, once they adjust in a year, are going to be, it's going to push her back to where she is. And the expense of moving and all of that comes along with selling the home. It just wasn't worth it. And she didn't even want to move out of the area because she loved the area she's in. So it just makes sense to talk to us because we will give you the real info, whether we can do the transaction or not. We're here to help.
Yeah, I like that. So there'll be no, John, that's a good wrap. And then I'll just continue with, we won't be doing a Hardcore Mortgage Show on 97.1 this Saturday. We're off this for Easter weekend. So want to wish all our all the families out there a good Friday coming up this Friday, a happy Easter on Sunday. Be safe. There's a lot of good things happening in the Metro Detroit area, including we got the draft now. We're only 30 some days away from the draft coming here, which is a lot of fun, the NFL draft. And also baseball season. We have opening day starting, I think, next week or the week after that. So a lot of great things that we look forward to as in Southeast Michigan, as Michiganders. And again, call Capital Mortgage Funding. Get that strong approval letter. Have the better conversations. We're a little bit deeper conversations here because we've been doing it an awful long time. And we're just not the new guys on the block. And that's one of the things I tell people. You're going to get a bad surprise party, clients that don't do sewer line inspections, people that are just doing the lending and not doing the whole thing with a team. It seems like you're going to not really get what you need out of your lender, not get what you need out of your real estate agent, and you're paying top dollar for all these services, make sure you get what you need and you're really happy with the decisions you make.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, thanks for listening. You can't see us this weekend, but next weekend on 97.1 FM, Saturdays 9 to 10, host Harvey Freed, Harry Glanz, Becky Alley, John Kolb, Lisa Lawson. We look forward to seeing you. Thanks for listening and have a good one.